ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Ari Walden. Maseches Erechin is dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. David Siegel, Lizchus Refuah Shleima, Aryeh Chanoich Ben Reisel, and Malka Kreindl Bas Reisel.
Bruchim Amazinim. This shiur will be Ezra Hashem be a Masech de Erechin Dav Zayin. And we're going to start with the Inyan that's spoken about in regards to many different halachas on this daf of Ein Ma'anin Esadin. And we find that this is negeya, the din, that if a person is yaitzei leharig, and he's chayvel in a person, that ein machzir nice, we don't bring him back to make a din taira, so that his yarshim would have to pay, because of this klal, ein ma'anin asadin. And so too, if a person that's yaitzei leharig is chayta b'shaygeg, we're not ma'anin asadin to be nizkak to him, that he should be mafresh a carbon chatas and be makrivit. And in fact, the Gemara says, even if he was already mafresh a carbon chatas for a different aveira, we're not ma'anes adin, so that we should be able to shecht that carbon. Unless the carbon is already shachet va'imid, and it's just a shehiyah mu'etas of being zarek as adam, then we would do that. But anything more than that, to actually shecht the carbon, is ein ma'anen es adin. So too, the Mishnah on this Amud, which says, isha sheyotze laharig, ein mamtinen la'ashet teileit. We don't wait for an isha mu'beres to give birth before we kill her if she's chayav misa. Taisus de Vemaskal Yashva is Masber, that's also mitzad halacha of Ein Ma'anin Es Hadin. Now, on that din of a Isha Shiyatza Laharik Ein Mamtina La'achateleid, the Gemara is Masber, that Be'emist would be a Havamina, that we would wait for her to be Mailid before we kill her, because Be'emist, the Vladais are Mamain and Shalbal. And on that, the Gemara brings a Drasha of Umesu Gam Shneim. Gam is to be Marbes of Vlad. And although the Vladis are Mamain and Shobal, we don't wait with the Misa because of the din of Ein Ma'anin Es Hadin. Now the Or Gadol on Mishnayis from the Gadol B'Minsk, he asks the question, L'chayre it's Mashma from the Gemara, that if not for the Drasha of Gam, the fact that it's Mamain and Shobal would not allow us to kill the Isha Miyad. That means to say, the din of Ein Ma'anin Es Hadin, which is in regards to the Misa Zayisha, cannot be implemented L'chayvasei of the Baal, who's going to lose his vladis. Frektar gadol, but earlier on the summit we find that a person is yaitzei laharig, that's chayvel, we're not ma'ane es dinai to bring him to din, even though that's going to mean that his yarshim are not going to pay the kabbalah, and this is l'chayvasei shal nechbal, he's going to lose his money. So you see that the Gemara has a hanacha, the din of ein ma'ane es adin, that's negeya, the one that's chayv misa, can be implemented, even though it's the chavasai of somebody else. Azay frektor gadol, and he says, v'yesh l'chalik. Now, l'chayr, the chilik is gan's pashit. In the case of the yaitzel harig that's chayvel, over there we're killing only the one that's chayv misa. The fact that we don't wait and make it in taira, which is going to be machadish and new metzias, where the yarshim are chayv to pay, that's only a loss begrama ba'alma. Currently, there's no hamad abedin. Currently, if hamad abedin is not done, the yarshim are not going to have a chiyuv to pay. The question is, should we be meisef and be machadish hamad b'din so that the yarshim would have a chiyuv to pay? That we're not mechuyev to do, but makim, where it involves an inu yadin of the yaitzeh laharik. Mashenkin, in the case of a isha mu'beres she yaitzeh laharik, there what we would want is that because of the inu yadin of the isha, we should actually go ahead, be a dayim, and kill the isha while she's mu'beres, and be mafsin mamain and shalabal. There, be'emes, there's a taina that the inu yadin of the isha doesn't warrant that we should be a dayim go ahead and make the baal lose out in his mamon, which is the vladis, which he already has in his hands at that time. Memelu, we need a pasuk of gam to be marbe l'rabbis es havlad. L'chayra, that's pashut. Now, in regards to the ikra din of ein ma'anin es adin, we find various makairis in the Rishayim and the Achrayim. Rabbeinu Gershom over here on the side of the Gemara says that the reason is because of Tsar Balei Chaim. Meaning, once a person knows that he's going to get killed, it's Tsar Balei Chaim to keep him waiting, and therefore we kill him right away. Similarly, also the Yad Ramah in Masechta Sanhedrin, the Flamed Heim and Aleph, says it's an Inyan of Ahavta L'Reicha Kameicha. But the Dvar of Rom, in Chuvis Chelek Bey, Simulam Medalid, he's Medayik in Taisvis, in Sanhedrin, Daf Pei, that there's a different reason. Because Taisvis over there is talking about an Inyan of Misa Sashar. And Taisus says over there, "Vezel Shainai, Aser La Anais Dinai Shal Shar, Umitzvah L'Seiklai Miyad." Ad Kan L'Shainai. Tainet the Dvar of Ram L'Chayre, the Indian of Tzar B'Lechayim and V'Aptal Reicha Kameicha Avada doesn't apply by the Shar. The Shar has no idea that he's meant to be killed. But Chreach Taisus over there holds that there's a different reason why there's an Isra to Ma'anas Adin. And that's because there's a mitzvah of Ubi'ar Torah Mikarbecha, which requires us to be Mavara the Ra and kill a Chayte as soon as possible. And Zakti Dvar Avram, that's Meduik in the Lashon of Taisus that he says, Asr La'anas Dina Shal Shar, U'mitzvah L'Saykla Miyat. Because of the mitzvah to be cyclit, that's why there's an Isra to Ma'ane Es Hashar. So Hayyid say that we have two Pirushim. Either it's because of the Tsar that we're going to inflict on the one that's Chayiv Misa, but the Chayir Lefi that should only be by a person and not by a Shar. But Taisus and Sanhedrin, who says that it's by a Shar, that's because he holds that it's mitzvah L'Saykla Miyad, because of the mitzvah of Ubi'ar Tahara Mikarbecha. Now in the Etzem, the Kuda, that Inu Yadin applies to Shar as well, we find that that's a machlekes, the Rambam and the Ravid, and Hilchos Niske Mamon, Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha and Zayin and Ches over there. The Rambam is mavur that there's no din of Inoy Hadin. Mashenkin, the Ravid, he holds that there is an inyan of Inoy Hadin. So the Chayr would sound that the Ravid also holds like the Shita of Taisus and Sanhedrin, that the Isra of Inoy Hadin is not mitzad Tzar Balechaim van Vaftal Echa Kamecha, but it's mitzad the mitzvah of Ubiyar Torah Mikarbecha. But the Maitz is not mukrach to say that, because the Shita Mekubetzes in Baba Kama Daf Memhei brings down from Rabbi Lezer Migramaiza that the reason why there's an Isra to do Inoy Adin on Ashar is because of the Tsar of the Baal Ashar. So it comes out, even if Inoy Adin is only mitzad Halacha of Tsar Belechaim Vaftarecha Kamecha, that's not Davke in a case where we're going to kill the actual person, it's even in a case where we're going to kill the Shar. And the emes is that over there in the Raivin of Baba Kama Daf Memhei, he says that the reason why there's an Indian of Inu Yadin on Ashar is because Kemisas Habayilim Kach Misas Ashar. And therefore, that klal tells us that just like in regards to Misas Habayilim, there's an Isra of Inu Yadin, so too in regards to Misas Ashar, there's an Isra of Inu Yadin. This is Ksas Tzarech Bir. Because if it's just the Indian of Ahabtul Reich Kamecha alone, the klal of Misas Habayilim Kemisas Ashar can't create a din of Ahabtul Reich Kamecha by Misas Ashar. And if it's because of Ubiar Tarab Mikrebecha, so we don't need the Kemisas Habayilim Kach Misas Ashar. We have the direct Ubi'ar Torah Mikarbecha on the Misas Ashar itself. There also is the Inyan of Ubi'ar Torah. So Yeshma Lohaisef Lofalpa in this Inyan, but Basi Rak Lo'erer, the Ikar Rashi Prakim of this Naisei. Now as a Hemshech to this Inyan, the Mishnah later that says, Isha Shiyotza Laharig, Ein Mamtina La'achateleit, there's a Machlekes, Rashi, and Taisvis, if we're talking about before the Gemara Din or after the Gemara Din. Taisus the Ve'amaskel Yashva says that we're talking about Bechrech after the Gemara Din. Then the halacha is Ein Mamtina Achateleit. But Lu Yitzur, we did not yet make the Gemara Din, then we would wait for her to be Meiled before we make the Gemara Din in order to save us from having to kill the Vladis. Whereas Rashi is Mavur, but the Ve'amaskel Yashva Lamashber, that the Mishnah is talking about before the Gemara Din. Nevertheless, the halacha is that we're Gemar the Din and we don't wait on a Isha Mu'uberes, even though the Gemara Din is not yet done. Now, Taisus asks on Rashi, how can there be halacha of Eimam Tina La'chatelet before the Gemara Din? Hare, the klal of Inu Yadin is only after the Gemara Din. And Taisus brings a raya from a Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Lamed Hei. The Gemara over there is coming to be Masber, the halacha of Ein Danin Be'erev Shabbos, and the Gemara explains, because if we would be done Be'erev Shabbos, and the Dayanim would come out lechiyuv that this person is chayav misa, the halacha is that you need halonas adin, you can't be gomer adin lemisa until the next day. So they would have to wait until Shabbos itself to be gomer the din that this person is chayav misa. But then, subsequently, they wouldn't actually be able to kill him until Sunday. So it comes out it would be a gmar din lemisa on Shabbos, and his actual misa would not be until Sunday. That's a problem of inoy adin. Says the Gemara, but I have a different etza. Let's be done be'erev Shabbos and only be gomer as adin on Sunday. And in such a situation, there won't be a problem of inu adin. And the Gemara says, because by the time they wait till Sunday to be gomer as adin, minchi taimayo, they're already going to forget the different svaras they had in this din taira. Mevor from the Gemara's havamina that the problem of inu adin is only once it's a gomer adin on Shabbos, you can't wait to Sunday. But to push off the actual gomer adin is not a problem of inu adin. And Zot Rashi over there, B'divi Yamaschal Adayni B'mali Shabsa, Zelashaynai, calls Man Shalai Nigmar Hadin, Lehave Inu Hadin. The Cholshom, it's Sapel Atzola. There's no Ina Eidin Kozman, the Gemara didn't happen, because he's always awaiting and hoping that he'll actually be saved and he won't be killed. Aval Kishanigmar, once the Gemara din is there, Kola Yoy Mitzapel Amisa, Vavi Inoi Hadin. Adkan Lashain Rashi. So you see Mitech Devi Rashi, first of all, that he obviously holds like the Svara of Rabbeinu Gershom and the Yad Ramah, that the Inyan of Ina Eidin is because of his personal pain. And not like the way the Dvar Avram is learning Pshat in Taisvis, that it's an Inyan of Ubiarta Ramikirbecha. And on that, Rashi is Masber, that only applies once the Gemara Din is there, because he's Mitzapel Amisa. And holding him around is just going to cause him extra pain. But before the Gemara Din, he's Mitzapel Atzola, so there's no Inuya Din. Akopanim Zoktaisis Mavur from this Gemara, and like Rashi himself is Mefarish, that Kolzman there's no Gemara Din, there's no Inuya Din. So why does Rashi say that there's Halacha by Nisha Muberes, that even though the Gemara Din was not yet done, Ein Mamtina La'atcha Teileid, and we go ahead with the Gemara Din? Hooray, the din of Inu Yadin did not yet kick in. That's Taisus's Taina on Rashi. So, to be Mazbar Rashi, there are Kama Mahalchim and Akhrainim. We're going to mention now the Mahalach of the Chafetz Chaim in a Sefer Zevach Taida on the bottom of the Likutei Halachas. Zok the Chafetz Chaim Amori de Kavart. He says, Be'emes, that there are two dinim. There's a din of Inu Yadin, which the Tam of that din is like the Rishayim and Rashi are Mavur because of the pain of the Baal Din. And then there's another halacha of Ubiar Tarah Mikabecha. The nafkamina between these two dinim is because the Ikar din of Inu Yadin, Avada only applies once there's a Gemara din, like Rashi says. But the mitzvah of Ubiar Tarah Mikabecha, that mitzvah is there even before the Gemara din is done. If we know that a person committed a specific Avera, Ubiar Tarah Mikabecha is machayiv us to go ahead and make the din and be goymer the din and do everything as soon as possible. There's no reason that halacha should only be chal after the Gemara Din. That halacha is there constantly. Now, in the Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Lamed Hei, we have to speak out. There the Gemara was specifically talking about the Isra of Inu Yadin. The Gemara over there was not talking about the Din of Abiyar Tarami Kebecha. Because when the Gemara says that we can't be done by Erev Shabbos, because of the problem that if we're going to be Goymer Dinei on Shabbos, there's going to be an Inu Yadin by waiting to kill him until Sunday. On account of that, what do? We don't make the Dintaira on Erev Shabbos, and we only start the Dintaira on Sunday. So obviously, Ubiar Tarah Mikabecha would not be the time and the consideration why we would not be done on Erev Shabbos. Because by not being done on Erev Shabbos and pushing it off to later, that's definitely not going to help Ubiar Tarah Mikabecha. Elamai, when the Gemara says that you can't do it on Friday, because the Gemara Din will be on Shabbos, and then the Misa will only be on Sunday, that's a problem. That's only because of the problem of Tzar, which is why that problem only exists if we're actually Gomer Dinai on Shabbos, but if we push it off and we're Gomer Dinai on Sunday, that problem won't be. So it comes out the sugi over there is only referring to the halacha of Tzar, Inu Yadin. Therefore, Taka is the nafkamina between before the Gemara Din and after the Gemara Din. But besides with that, Dr. Chafetz Chaim, Rashi holds that there's another din of Ubiar Tarah Mikabecha, which tells us to go ahead and actually be done and be Gomer Sadin as soon as possible. The din of the Mishnah of Aisha Shayatza the Harig Ein Mamtina Lasha Taylor, even before the Gemara Din, Rashi is not coming with Sad the Halach of Inu Yadin. And Taker, Rashi Bilashainai, never mentions the Klal of Ein Ma'anin Asadin in this Mishnah. That's a different halacha of Ubiar Tarah Mikabecha, which requires us to don as soon as possible. And therefore, Ein Mamtina Lacha Teleid, even before the Gemara Din. Zog the Chavetz Chaim. So why does Taisus not hold like Rashi? Why does he hold that Be'achreich we have to be talking about Akar Gemara Din because of the halacha of Ein Ma'anin Asadin? L'maisa, Rashi is correct that there's another din of Ubiar Tarah Mikabecha. Zog the Chavetz Chaim, because over here in the case where we're going to kill the Vlad, where Be'emes, the Gemara says that there's a problem because it's Memayne Shalbal, and the Gemara learns out from a pasuk of Gam Shneim L'Rabbeis, that you can kill the Vlad. That Riboy holds Taisvis is just in regards to the halacha of Inu Yadin. But in regards to the din of Ubiar Tarah Mikabecha, Taisvis holds that Ubiar Tarah Mikabecha is not Mechayiv that you should also Memela be Mevayr Memayne Shalbal. Ubiar Tarah Mikabecha is only Mechayiv that you should be Mevayr the woman who's she's actually Chayiv Misa. But there's no halacha of Ubiar Tarah Mikabecha, even Megzeres HaKosov, that would be impossible to say that the Torah is telling you to, on account of that, also be Mevayr, the Vlad, which belongs to the Baal, at the same time. Elamai Bechrech, this pasuk is coming mitzad halacha of Ein Ma'anin Asadin, which the Torah is makbid on the tsar of the one who's chayiv misa, because of the tsar of the chayiv misa, that warrants that even if there's a side effect that because of that you're going to kill mamayin shavlad, we do that anyway. So the din of gam is only being marbim mitzad aloch of inu yadin. Mimei l'taisus holds that that's only after the gemar din. But before the gemar din, where there's just a mitzvah of vibarat ramei kamecha, that avada the Torah would not be coming to be marbe, that agav the isha that we were being mevarim in oilam, we should be mevar also mamayne shalbal. That's the pshat of the Chafetz Chaim in Shitas HaTaisvis. The Chafetz Chaim stops here, and he's not masbir, so what does Rashi hold? Ulai we could be maisif, and we hope that it's not bibchinas kala maisif gareya, that Rashi holds that the aside of the riboy of gam, the rabbi says of vlad, is coming to say that the Vlad is Nitfal and it's Chad Gufa together with the mother. And Memela, the din of Ibiarta Rami Kerbecha, is Chal even Klape the Vlad as well, which is why Ein Mamtinen. And this is Be'emes Mashman, the Lashon of Rashi, B'divya Maschal, Ein Mamtinen Lacha Teleid, that he says, Ela Hargim Vlad de Ima, de Chad Gufahu. That's the Tam of the Mishnah. Now the Gemara Lamaise says that it's not Stama Svara. The Gemara says it's because of a Pasuk. Elamai Rashi is explaining the gedder of the Din HaTorah, that Gam is telling us that it's Chad Gufa, and Memela, the Din Misa goes on both. Hayyotze, that there's a Machlaikas Rashi and Taisvis, how to understand this halacha of Umesu Gam Shneim, the Rabbi says of Vlad. Taisvis holds that it's not a riboy in regards to the Din of Abiyat Aram Kabecha, it's just a giloy that this that the Torah was makbid on Inu Adin, on the Tsar of the one that's Chayiv Misa, that's even Deiche, that we should kill also Mamayne Shalbal. But Ubiyarta Rami Kebecha Mitzad Atzmai is only on the Isha and not on the Vlad, which is why it's only after the Gemara Din. Rashi, however, holds that the Riboy of Gam, the Rabbi says of Vlad, is telling us that it's Chad Gufa, and Memel Ubiyarta Rami Kebecha is also Kailol, Ba'ifen of Tfelos, the Vlad as well. Now, let's go back for a minute to the Gemara in the beginning of the Amid that says that a Yaitzel Harig that's Chayvel, that we don't bring him back to Bezdin to be Maimin and Bedin, so that his Yarshan should pay for the Chavala. And Rashi over there, B'divir Maschal, the Chazar Samidas Bezdin, says because Ein Ma'anin es Dinoy. Now, L'chayre, L'fidim Halach of the Chavetz Chaim, you have to understand, why was it necessary for Rashi to bring the din of Ein Ma'anin es Adin? Rashi could have also brought down the din of Ubiyar Tarami Karbecha. And even more so, Mitzad Ein Ma'anin es Adin, Haray, that would only mean that we don't bring him back to Bezdin after the Gemara Din, and he's Yaitzi L'Harik Mamish. But let's say we have a person that's meant to be Chayiv Misa, and we're meant to be Gemar Sadin. We don't find that there's a halacha that we're not Dan him in Chavalais, because that's going to lengthen the process, and we won't be Makayim Ubiyarta Rami Kebecha immediately. Now that could be just because of practically, while we're doing the Din of Misa, we can simultaneously also do a Din of Chavala. But Akopanim would be a tremendous chiddush to say that in a situation where donning the Chavala would lengthen the process of donning him Lamisa, that there's a din that we don't don him Legabi the Chavala. So Tzarech Bir, why in that case is there only a halacha of Ein Ma'anin Asadin and there's no halacha of Ubiyarta Rami Kerbecha? So Ulai, you could say, based on everything that we said before, that Be'emes, Hare the Aragadol points out, that in that situation we see that because of the halacha of Ein Ma'anin Asadin, somebody else has to suffer, the Nechbal is going to lose out, that he doesn't have a Amada B'din. So Rashi held that halacha is only true mitzad halacha of Ein Ma'anin Asadin. Because the fact that the Torah was makbid on this person's tsar, not to push off the din Torah, even though memela somebody else is going to lose out, the din of Ein Ma'anin Asadin is daicha that, and it tells us to consider the tsar of the person who's chayiv misa, and not hold off and make a din Torah. But mitzad halacha will be arta rami kebecha, which is a klaliyistik din, that we should be mevar the ra. And also, on the same note, also make sure that anybody who's chayiv mamayin should pay the mamayin. That's not a stira to Ubiyarta Rami Kebecha. Adarabe, Ubiyarta Rami Kebecha is mechayiv us to set the law straight and make sure the ra gets misbayer, and the ones that are chayiv mamayin to their friends, pay the mamayin to their friend. So mitzad Ubiyarta Rami Kebecha, that would not tell us to hold off and not make a dintar in regards to chavala. Adarabe, would you think that Ubiyarta Rami Kebecha would tell us that on account of that we should be mesalif edin and not give money to the rightful owner? Avad anisht. V'meil of halacha v'ubi'arta rami kebecha cannot be a siva not to make the din Torah to the nechbal, which is why that halacha doesn't apply before Gemar Din. Dafka after the Gemar Din, where there's a svar of Eima Anan Asadin, that's where the halacha is, that he's not nitan lechazaras amidas bezdin. And so too, in regards to the halacha that the Gemara brings on afterwards, that a person who's chayta when he's yaitzi leharig, so a nizkakin lay to push off the chi of misa because of his chi of chatas and asham, there also can't be mitzad halacha ubiyar torah mikarbecha, because ubiyar torah mikarbecha cannot be a siba not to fix the ra and bring a carbon chatas and carbon asham. Elamai bechreach, there it's only because of the halacha of ein ma'anan asadin, the consideration of his tsar of inay asadin, is daiche the chi of chatas and chi of asham, which is why the Gemara over there mafurish shtels through the klal of ein ma'anan asdinai, and not mitzad ubiyar torah mikarbecha. Which is why also avada this halacha is only nageya after the Gemara din when he's being yaitzi l'harig mamish. But avada lu yitzir, there would be a situation where being makrav a carbon would be ma'akiv going to the Gemara din. There would be no such halacha that we're not nizkak to his carbon, so that we should immediately tend to be geimer as dinai. And that's because there's only a din of eim anan as a din over here, but not a din of ubiyar tara mikir becha. Ad kan this mari dekeinin. So in summary, the basic points are that lagabi the halacha of Eima Anan Asadin, we find two biurim. The ikar biur that we find in the Rishayim, Rabbeinu Gershom, the Yad Ramah, Rashi, Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Lamed Hei, is because of the tsar of the one that has to be killed. We also find the Shitas Rishayim, Taisus Masechta Sanhedrin, and the Ravid, that hold the Inyan of Inyan Adin, even by Mises Ashar. The Chayr there, the tsar doesn't apply. So on account of that, the Dvar Avram says that there must be a din of Biyar Torah Mikarbecha. The Shita Mekubetza says that there's a tsar of the Baal Ashar, and we said that the Raivin of Baba Kama says that there's a din of Kemisa Sabayim Kach Misa Sashar. But the Chavetz Chaim says that Be'emesar has two dinim. The din of Ein Ma'anin Asadin is like Rav Rishayim say because of the tsar of the one that's Chayiv Misa. But chutz from that is Halacha of Biyar Torah Mikarbecha. And the Nafkaminas between these two dinim is that Mitzar Echad, the Halacha of Ein Ma'anin Asadin is only Chal after the Gemara Din, like is Mavur and the Gemara in Sechel Sanhedrin Daf Lamed Hei, and like Taisu says, we also in the Sugi B'Dei V'Maschel Yashva, whereas the Halacha of Biyar Torah Mikarbecha is Chal even before the Gemara Din, to make the Gemara Din itself as fast as possible. Uke Mavur and Rashi in our Mishnah, I'll be the Pirush of the Chavetz Chaim. Mitzad Sheini, the Halacha of Ema'anan Asadin, that the Torah was Zohir in the Tzar of the one that's Chayiv Misa, could cause that therefore somebody else should lose out because of that. However, the Halacha of Biyar Torah Mikarbecha tells us that the one in which the Misa has to be Niskayim should be Niskayim. But that can't be a reason that there should be an Ivus Hadin where somebody else who's meant to lose not meant to lose money, should lose money on account of that. Ubiyar Torah Mikarbecha, Avada would not be Kailo of that. And Hu Hadin, Ubiyar Torah Mikarbecha, would not be a reason not to be Niskak to a carbon Chatos and a carbon Asham. Ad Kan Dismari Dik Inyan, and now let's go weiter to the next Inyan. And the Etzem Din of the Mishnah, that Aisha sheyatzi laharig ain mamtinan la achateled, but if she's yashva la mashber mamtinan la achateled, we have to understand why is it mutter by Aisha sheyatzi laharig to kill the uber. So in regards to this inyan, there's a meridik arichas in the Rishayim in many different places in Shas. We're going to try b'siyat d'shmaya to take out the tamsis devrayim, and be'ikar we find three shitas Rishayim in regards to this inyan. The first shita can be found in Taisus Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Peh Amud Beis B'Divrei Maschil Uber, and also in many other Rishayim in different places, in Chulin Daf Nun Ches, and also wherever Shas talks about the Inyan of Uber Yerachimai, and also on the Mishmeres Abayis of the Rajba and Teres Abayis in Bayis Sheni Shar Gimel. They say that it's Mevor Bemis from this Mishnah that Uber is Yerachimai. Because Uber is Yerachimai, therefore the Chalei Schi of Misa that's Chal on the mother is chal on the uber as well. Now, why is that different once she's yashva l'mashber? So the Rashba of the Mishmer Sabayis is mashma that the klal of uber yarachimai is taka only until she's yashva l'mashber. But once she's yeshevas l'mashber, like the Gemara says, that kivan the akar gufa achrinahu, so she's no longer considered yarachimai. Therefore, there's no more din misa on the uber. Now, the Ran in Masechta Chulin Daf Nun Ches asks on this, that if it's true that Uber is Yerachimai, so it comes out that the Chayvus Misa is Chal not just on the mother, but also on the Uber. So even after the Uber is Nailad, there should still be a din to kill the Uber, because the Chayvus Misa was Chal on it. And that's the Ran's Raya, that it can't be the Pshat that our Mishnah is, midin uber yarech imay. Now, what do the other Rishonim hold? So the chayre, the other Rishonim hold that even though uber yarech imay and it's chala din misa on the uber, but it doesn't have its own din misa. Its whole din misa is that it's nichlal in the chiyav misa of the mother because it's a chelik of the mother. But the rega that it's no longer a chelik of the mother, now it doesn't continue to carry around its own chiyav misa. The chiyav misa on the mother will be niskayim on the mother itself, and the child won't have a din misa. That's the chayre, the beer, and the other rishayim that don't hold of the ranz kasha. So the first pshat is uber yarech imay. The second pshat can also be found in Taisus over there, Masechta Sanhedrin, Peyam and Beis, towards the bottom of the Taisus. V'zel l'shaynei, kivan da'ar achshav hayachiyos havlad tolui be'eim, because the chiyos of the child is tolui in the mother, havi ki'ilu nigmar din shneam la'ariga, v'lav misham da'avi yerech imay. Even if he's not yerech imay, still it's ki'ilu it's nigmar din shneam la'ariga. And the chayad of pshat, what he's saying is that even though mitzad the goof of the uber, we don't don that it's a chelik of the guf of the mother. But nevertheless, the chiyus of the uber is a vada toli in the chiyus of the mother. And the chiyuv misa is chal klapi the chiyus. This chiyus has to be snuffed out and killed. Memela, the chiyuv misa is also chal klapi the chiyus of the uber. Now, why is yashva l'mashber different? So the chayre, you have to say that once it's yashva l'mashber and it's guf achrina, although until the leda, l'maisa b'metzias, his chiyus is still toli in the chiyus of the mother, but we already look at it as a chiyos bifnei atzma, because once he's a gufa achrina, and he's oimid leilate, and to become his own chiyos, we give it a din of its own chiyos, and memela, there's no chiyos misa chal, klape the chiyos of the child. That's the second pshat. The third pshat can be found over there in the Ran, in Masechta Chulin Daf Nun Ches, and it's also mavur like that, in the Rush, brought down the Shita Mekubetzis in our sugya. That Be'emes, there's no problem b'chlal to kill an uber. Because it's le'yotzel avir oilam, it doesn't have a din of a nefesh, there's no iser ritzicha on the uber. And because there's an iser of inu yadin, or like we're mazmen shitas rashi, and mitzvah v'biyarta rami kerbecha, so we must kill the mother as soon as possible, the fact that memela, the child is going to die, doesn't bother us b'chlal. And this is Be'emes mevor in a Mishnah Masechta Aulis, which is also brought down in the Sugi in Sanhedrin Dafayin Bezim and Beis. It says a isha maksha leilet and is causing the mother to be besakana mechatchen uber shabemeeha umeitzian aisoi aver aver. And the Gemara over there in Sanhedrin is mavur that it's not midin raidif, because be'emes we don't consider the uber a raidif because mishamaya karadfu. Now the reason is because it does not have a din of a nefesh kolzman, it's not maitzi raishai. But if it's maitzi raishai, then of course we do not kill it because ein daicha nefesh mepnei nefesh. Now, Be'emes, Imishemha, frek the Rosh over here in the Shit Mekubetzes. So even if she's Yashva Lamashber, it's Mavur that it doesn't have a Shem of Nefesh. So why then are we yes, Mamtina Lacha Taylor? Zok the Rosh, that's only because, like the Gemara is Mavur, that Be'emes it's Mamayna the Baal. So the problem is not Mitzad the Chiyos of the Uber. The problem is Mitzad being Mafsid the Baal his Mamayn. And even though there's a Xeris Akasov of Umesu Gam Shneim Larabis of Vlad, that Xeris Akasov is only Kozman it's Chad Gufa. But once it's Yashva Lamashber and it's a din of a gufa achrina, even though there's no Isra Ritzicha, but in such a hyphen, the Torah says we should not be mafsa the Baal from the gufa achrina, and therefore we're mamten. So in summary, there are three shitas in the Rishayim. Either, like many Rishayim say, it's mevor in this sugya uber yarech imay, so it's chalachay v'smisa on the uber. Or like Taisus brings down on, in Sanhedrin of Pehamud Beis, and that's also the Pirush of the Ra'ah in Bedek HaBayis over there in Bayis Sheni Shar Gimel. Because the misa is on the chiyus, which is kail the chiyus of the vlad, or because ein anan asadin, and there's no problem to kill the vlad because it doesn't have a shem of a nefesh. Now lechayer we have to understand lechayer the third pshat is correct. Hare it's mevur mefurish in the Mishnah Nahalis Perek Zayin Mishnah Vav, which is brought down in Masechta Sanhedrin Ayin Beis Amud Beis, that there's no iser to kill an uber because it doesn't have a shem nefesh. So why b'chlal do the other Rishayim have to find reasons why we kill the Vlad over here because uber yarech imoy or because its chiyus is tali in the chiyus of the mother? Hare b'lavachi, it's not shver b'chlal. The uber doesn't have a shem nefesh. So to understand this be'emes, we have to go into another shayla, a major shayla which the Rishayim ask based on a gemara that's brought down on the bottom of Zayin Amud Aleph. The gemara brings down Amar Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel, ha'isha sheyashva ala mashber u'meisa b'shabes, Mevi'in sakin umakaren eskreisa. If a woman dies when she's yeshevas al hamashber on Shabbos, you can bring a sakin in order to take out the vlad to save the vlad. And the Gemara Amud Beis is mavur that we're being over an iser deraisa of bringing the sakin derech hashus rabim. Nevertheless, it's mutter midin pikuach nefesh to save the vlad. Fregin harbe harbe rishainim. I in Taisus Masech the Nida Daf Mem Dalet. I in the Ramban over there. I in the Ramban in Taisus Adam. I in the Rush in the 8th parak of Masech the Yuma, and many more Rishayim in many more places. L'chayre, how does this din that there's an inyan of Pekuach Nefesh on an Uber stim with the Mishnah Nahalus and the Gemara in Sanhedrin that says that there's no Isser to kill an Uber? Memarevshach, does an Uber have a Shem Nefesh or not? If it has a Shem Nefesh, Avadah should be also to kill the Uber to save the mother's life, because it doesn't have a din of a Raidif, like the Gemara's Mavur over there. And if it doesn't have a Shem Nefesh, so why does the klal of a Chai Behem that tells us that we can be Machal Shabbos for Pekuach Nefesh apply to an Uber? There's a big Arichas on the Rishayim, and we're going to take out, B'siyata D'Shmaya, the three main Tirutim that can be found in the Rishayim. The first Teretz we're going to say is a Teretz that can be found in the Ramban over there in Masech Tanida, Daf Mem Dalet Amud Beis, and it's also quoted by other Rishayim, is that Be'emes, an Uber does not have a Shem Nefesh. The reason for this is because an Uber doesn't have a Nefesh Mitzad Atzmai. It's only living off the Nefesh of the mother. Now all that is true, Kolzman, the mother is alive. But in a case of Reb Nachman Amar Shmuel, of a Isha Sheyoshva L'Mashber U'Mesa B'Shabbos, so the mother is no longer alive, the Uber that lives at that point is because it has its own chias. So that does have a Shem Nefesh. That's why it's mutter to be Machal Shabbos mipnei the Pekuach Nefesh of that Uber, because at that point the Uber is considered a regular chai. He's just closed in a box, in a door, inside the womb of the mother. But it does have a Shem Nefesh because it's living off its own life. Now, according to that Mahalach, in our Mishnah of Ayisha Sheyatzu L'Harig, where the mother is still alive, Avada the Uber does not have a Shem Nefesh. And in Cain, the Teretz of the Ran would L'Chayre still be correct, that there should be no problem to kill the Uber, Midin Inu Hadin, because the Uber does not have a Shem Nefesh. The second Teretz that we're going to mention is a Teretz that can be found in many Rishayim in different Nuschayis, that we have to be machalik between the Isser Ritzicha and the Din of Pikuach Nefesh of V'chai Behem. It's possible that a Uber doesn't have a Shem Nefesh in regards to Ritzicha, but it still does have a Shem Nefesh in regards to the Din of Pikuach Nefesh Deicha Kol Terikula. And the Pshat to understand that can be found in the Rosh in our Sugyeh, and he's medamit to a Geisus. Just like we find that a Geisus, there's no Isser Ritzicha to kill it, because it's only a Nefesh called who. But still, there's a din of Mechal and Asashabes Bikuach Nefesh of a Geisus. So you see that a Suffolk Nefesh, a Nefesh called who, were Mechal Shabbos on it, although there's no Isser Ritzicha. So too an Uber, says the Rosh, also has a din of a Suffolk Nefesh, which is Mechal Shabbos in order to save it, but there's no Isser Ritzicha. When he says Suffolk Nefesh, L'chayr Avadi doesn't mean because practically it's a Suffolk if it's going to live or not. L'chayr means to say that the Etzem Din of an Uber is that there's a tzad nefesh over here, which is what allows us to be mechal Shabbos from pikuach nefesh and to be mekayim the din of v'chai behem, although there is no iser of ritzicha. According to that mahalach, yesh ladon in regards to the din of inu yadin, would that warrant us killing the Uber or not? Mitzad echad, if we're doiche kol terekula pikuach nafshe of an Uber, so salto we should be doiche the inyan of inu yadin mipnei pikuach nafshe of the Uber. Mitzad sheni, yesh ladon, that this should be totally how we understand the din of inu yadin. If it's a halacha of v'biyarta rami kavecha, of course that would be nidcha mepnei pikuach nafshe of the Uber. But if it's a din that the Torah was chas on the tsar of the one that's chayiv misa, there's a makam to dan that that's not nidcha mepnei pikuach nafshe shal Uber, tzarech iyon. The third ikar mahalach we're going to mention is the mahalach of Reb Chaim, in Chidush Rabbeinu Chaim Alevi al Rambam in Hilchos Ritzeach Shmiras Nefesh Perak Aleph, he's coming to be Masber the Rambam that says that the reason why the halacha is that a isha that's Maksha Leleid, that we can kill the Uber, Zot the Rambam, it's because the Uber is a Raidif. Now, the problem is that the Gemara says in Sanhedrin 9 Beis of Beis that the Uber doesn't have a din of a Raidif because it's Mishamaya Karatfu. So Reb Chaim says a Mori Deki Yisait. He says that although an Uber Be'emes is a Nefesh in regards to Hilchas Pekuach Nefesh of Kol Terekula, nevertheless there's another halacha of Hatzolas HaNirdaf, which has its own din hatzala, besides for the regular din of pikuach nefesh of kol terakula. In regards to the din of hatzala sanirdaf, there the klal is that we would be doicha a nefesh koldu, a nefesh uber, mipnei nefesh gomor, the nefesh of the mother. So when the Rambam says that the uber is a raidif, he doesn't mean that there's a chiyuv to kill the uber mitzad, the chiyuv misa of a raidif. He just means to say that there's a mitzias of a raidif and a nirdaf here. So the halacha of atzolas and nirdaf is kayam. And in regards to the din of atzolas and nirdaf, we could be doiche nafshay shal uber mifnei nafshay of the mother. So it comes out that be'emes, in regards to kol terikula, be'emes, an uber has a shem of a nefesh, and we're doiche kol terikula because of nafshay shal uber. It's only in regards to the din of atzolas and nirdaf b'makam that through the uber, the mother is dying, that we're going to be doiche the nefesh of the uber because of the nefesh of the mother. The feed that avada in Arasugya, where it's not an inyan of atzolas and nirdaf, it's just an inyan of inuy hadin, of course, we would not be able to kill the uber because it has a shem of a nefesh, l'gabi kol terekula, which would explain why so many Rishayim are looking for reasons why we can kill the uber, and they have to come on to svaris of either uber yarech imay, or because it's chiyas is tali and the chiyas of the mother, so the gemar din is also on the uber. And the chayr, this would be a smach gadol to the Torah of Reb Chaim to say that although we find that machatchen es ha'uber, we can kill the uber in order to save the mother, that does not mean that it doesn't have a shem of a nefesh. Avadan kol terikula does have a shem nefesh. It's only in regards to the inyan of atzolas and nirdof that we could be doicha the nafshei shel uber mipnei the nefesh of the mother. Ad kan this meridike inyan, and now let's go weiter to the next inyan. We're now going to start the second parak, and we're going to start with the memra of Rav Ada bar Ava, hayu biyadav chamesh loim, v'omer erki alai. V'chazer v'amer erki alai. If he only had chamesh loim and he said erki alai twice, v'nasan arba l'shnia v'echad l'rishayna. So Rav Ada bar Ava says yotzi yedei shteyan. Although be'emes he should have given the full five to the first one, but if he gives arba l'shnia v'echad l'rishayna, he's yotzi both of them. Ma'itayim abalchayv ma'ucha shakadim v'gava ma'ashagav v'gava. Be'idna diyav l'shnia m'shabed l'rishayna. Be'idna diyav l'rishayna su leslay. When he gives to the second one, the Arba, he's Yaitze, because Be'emes at that point, he wasn't really chayiv to give the full four, because it was first Meshubed to the Rishayna. And after he gives the four to the Shnia, by the time he comes to give the Rishayna, the Klal is Mashagat Kadam Gava Gava, so he's now an Ani, Lesley, so it's okay, he's Yaitze if he only gives one to the Rishayna. Adkan the Memra of Rav Ada bar Ava. Frek Taisus with the Vimaskal Be'idna Mari Tikakasha. The Mishnah says later on the Fidzayin Amabes that if he was an Asher Vehani, B'shas Aneder is an Asher and afterwards he became an Ani, the halacha is that he has to give like an Asher. Being that he was an Asher B'shas Neder, the fact that he was Hani afterwards doesn't give him a din of Hesed Yad that he's only Mechuyev to give one. Im Kain, in this situation where he's Kadam V'gova and he gave to the Shnia first and afterwards he only gave one to the Rishayna, it's true that Sulesle. But Lemaise Bishas, the Erechin of the Rishayna, he was an Asher. So it's like Asher Vehani. So why is he Yaitse? Azai Frek Taisus. And for Taisus, a Maridik Machodesh Tekateretz. That this cloud that the Mishnah says later on the Fidzayin and Mudbeis of Asher Vehani, that he has to give like an Asher, that's only if he was an Asher Bishah Sheharicha Yakayin. Then it's already Chal that he has to give like an Asher. So if before the Shas and Asina, he was Hani. It's too late, he has to give like an Asher, and he's not Yaitze if he gives like an Ani. But if Lu Yitzur, B'shas the Neder, he was an Asher. But by the time the Ha'aracha came, he was already an Ani. Then Avada, he doesn't have to give Ka'asher, it's okay for him to give Ka'ani. And Mimele over here, in our Gemara, when we say that he was Nasan L'Shnia first, we're talking about that they weren't even Mayrachim for the Rishayna yet. By the time they came to be Mayrachim for the Rishayna, he was already Nasan L'Shnia. So by the time of the Haracha, he's already an Ani, which is why he's Yaitze with one. So Taisus is telling us in Maritik Yisrael that the Klal of Asher Veheni gives Ka'asher is not Tali in Shas HaNeder, it's Tali in Shas HaAracha. This is L'Chayra, not like the Pashas of the Gemara on Daf Yitzayim Mubeis, and not like it's Mavur from Rashi over there. Because the Gemara over there says that the way we know that it's Tali in the beginning, and if he's an Asher Veheni, he's nice in Erech Asher, is because the pasuk says Asher Tasig Yad Hanoider. Zok Rashi B'Devi Amaschil Asher Veheni Asher Tasig Yad Hanoider. Demashma basar shas neder azlinan. The lashon asher tasek yat hanoyder is mashma that it's totally what he was able to afford b'shas the neder. So it's clear from the lashon of the Gemara and from the way Rashi's mazbir that it's totally in shas neder, not in the shas sharicha yakayim. This is lechayra a very big question on Taisus. So lemaisa the shita mekubetz is b'shem the rush is nesayir in this question, and he answers that lefi Taisus we have to be madchik. That Be'emes, the drasha is not from the pasuk of Asher Tasek Yad HaNoyder, but rather the drasha is going back to the beginning of the pasuk that says Ve'haricha Yosei HaKayin, and it's totally in Shas HaAracha. This is not like the pashas of the Gemara, but Azoy Daf Menzogin Lefi Taisves. L'chayra, there's another possible pshat which we can say, which will stim even according to the pashas of the Gemara and the way Rashi is masbir the Gemara on Yitzayin Amud Beis. And that's based on a Meridik Ha'ara that the Brisker Rav has over here. Tied at the Brisker Rav, the whole concept of Ha'aracha only applies if he's a Ani. Because an Usher, there's no Inin to be Ma'arachim. The amount that he has to give is Kotzuv in the Parsha of Erechin. He has to give according to the age of the Nerach. The Inin of Ha'aracha is only like the Torah says, Ve'imachu, if he's poor, so Ve'amidu lefnei HaKayin, Ve'arach Eisei HaKayin. So L'chayre, if you have a person who's an usher b'shas aneder, the chiyav is nikva legamri b'shas aneder, and it's a chiyav gomer already at that time. And the chayr, it's impossible to say like Taisvis that he doesn't have a chiyav of an usher if he's handy before the haracha. Hared, he's not aiming to have a haracha. So ready at shas aneder, there's a chiyav gomer kafi the damim of an usher. So bechrech zok the Brisker Rav, this that Taisvis says that it's talim b'shas haracha, that's not talking about somebody who was a full-fledged usher b'shas neder. But rather, we're talking about somebody who was an ani b'shas neder. And we're going according to the Shitas HaChachamim that says that Hesig Yad is mitli tali, exactly what he can afford. And we're talking about a person who was able to afford 5 b'shas neder, and only afterwards, because he gave 4 to the neder sheni, now he's only able to give 1 to the neder rishon. So he was handy even more than he was an ani before. But because b'shas haneder he was already an ani, so the halacha is this person needs ha'aracha. Im kein his chiyuv is not nikva and it's not nigmar until the shas haracha. Therefore, we're not keveya how much is the shear of hesek yad until the shas haracha. And in that case, Taisus is correct when he says that if he's handy even more before the shas haracha, that it's going to be nikva according to shas haracha, not the shas haneder. But if he's an usher gomor, of course it's totally in shas haneder mamish because that's the time that the chiyuv is nigmar legamri. And the emes is, l'chayr, there's a raya to the Brisker Rav that we're talking about a situation in our sugya of a person who's not an usher gomor, because the case of Rav Ada bar Ava is, hayu b'yadav chamesh slayim v'omar erki alai. In the first neder, he said erki alai, and he only had chamesh slayim. Now we know if we look into the parsha, the only person whose erich is 5 slayim or less is somebody who's between the ages of a month old and 5 years old. And obviously that's not the person that the Gemara is talking about who says Erki Elai. He's a katan. He's not Mayrach Bachal. So we're obviously talking about somebody who's at least a Mufla Samach Lish, which is more than 5 years old, whose Erech is going to be at least 10, if not more. Im Kain, it's Mavur in the Gemara that we're talking about somebody who already starts off as an Ani. And the fact that he would give 5 to the Erech Rishain is Midin, the Rabbanan, who say that Hesig Yad is mechayivim to give as much as he can. And nevertheless, once he gives 4 to the Erech Sheni, so he becomes Ani even more, which is like the Brisker Rav is Masber, the case according to Taisvis. And it's Dafka there that Taisvis Taka says that it's Tali in Shas Erech and not Tali in Shas Neder. Ad kan devriya Brisker Rav. Lefi this lechayra, it's possible to say that when the Gemara learns up from the Pasuk of Akashar Tasek Yad HaNoyder, that it's Tali in how much he was B'Shas HaNeder, that's talking about somebody who's an usher gomer. Therefore, it's Tali in Shas HaNeder Mamish. The drush of Kashar Tasek Yad HaNeder is teaching us that it's Tali in the Zman that the Chiyav is Nikva and Nigmar Legamri, which in a case of an usher is Take B'Shas HaNeder. But Enoch Hanami, if Li Yitzur he's an Ani, then it's going to be Tali later, it's going to be Tali B'Shas HaRacha, which that's the time that it's Nikva Legamri. Ulay, that's how we can say, according to the Brisker Rav, to be Miyashiv, the Chiddush of Taisus from the Lashon of the Gemara later, and Rashi. Now, the Rambam, in Hilchos Erechin v'Charamim, Perek Gimel Halacha Hei, he brings down the din of Asher Veheni, And the mashmayis of the Rambam is that it's tali in Shas Neder. Not like Taisa says that it's tali in Shas Ha'aracha. Now, L'chaire, according to the Briskarov, we can say that that's not Shver. That's not a steer to Taisus. Because the Rambam was talking about an Asher Gomor. That we said, even according to Taisus, is tali in Shas Neder. But maybe the Rambam would agree to Taisus that an Ani becomes even a bigger Ani, that's tali in Shas Ha'aracha. But L'chaire, it's impossible to say so. Because the Shitas HaRambam is, like we remember on B'siyata D'Shmaya earlier in the Shir Tadav Dalet, that every Erechen needs Ha'amad of Ha'aracha. Ad Kedei Kach, that the Rambam says in Hilchas Erechen V'Charamim, Perek Aleph, Halacha Chav Gimel, that if a person says Erech Pliny Alav, and before the Ha'amad of Ha'aracha, the Nerach dies, the Marech is Potter. Because the Pasuk of Hamidei HaKayin V'Herechai Se'akayin is not only referring to an Ani, it's referring to every nerach, even a usher. There's a din that he has to be nerach idea kayan, and it's nikva idea kayan, how much this person's erach is based on his age. Imkein lefize, based on the lamdas that the Briskarov says in Taisvis, if we're going to say that the pshat in Taisvis is that the chiv is not nigmar until the shas haracha, and therefore it's mitli tali what his asagas yad is b'shas haracha, so that should be true even on an usher gomor. The halacha should be that it's nikva b'shas haracha, and not b'shas haneder. And Hare, the Rambam, of course, tells us the Ikar Din of the Mishnah Yitzayin Amud Beis, that a Asher Veheni is tali in Shas Haneder. So the Rambam Be'echreach learns the Drasha Kepshutai, Asher Tasek Yad Haneder, that it's mitli tali what he was b'shas neder, even though the Gemara of the Chiev may not be until Shas Ha'aracha, and not like Shitas HaTaisvus. So Im Kain, once the Rambam closed the door on the Shita of Taisvus, we're back to the Kasha. How can our Gemara say, and the Rambam Paskins like our Gemara, that if he gives four for the Erech and Shnia, and afterwards he's only left with one, that he's Yaitza the Erech and Rishayna with giving one, Hare, it's a Asher Veheni, and a Asher Veheni, the halacha is that it's Tali and Shas HaNeder. And the Rambam Hare cannot make the chilek that Taisus makes between an Asher Gomor or an Ani that was He'ani more. So to say Pshat in the Rambam, the Lecha Mishneh says a little different than Taisus, but very different in the Havana. Zakti Lechon Mishneh, that the klal of Asher Veheni is taka only by an Asher Gomer who was handy. But somebody who's ani that was handy even more, there it's not Tali in Shas HaNeder, but rather it's Tali in Shas HaNesina. The klal of Kasher Tasek Yad HaNeder is only on an Asher Gomer, but somebody who's giving anyway Kasher Tasek Yadai, how much the Tasek Yadai is going to be, that's Mitli Tali in Shas HaNesina, not Shas HaNeder, and not Shas HaAracha either. What's the pshat that it's tali in the Shas Nesina? So, Reb David Soloveitchik Shlita, in Shiurei, Rebbeinu Meshulam David Halevi, says a Mori de Kepshat. Al Pi Pashtos, the klal of Hesed Yad is that the Torah is Kaveya, that the amount that the Marech is Chayiv to give, is based on how much he can afford. And now, it's Nikva, that that's what the Ikar Chiyuv is. That specific amount. If he can afford five, it's five. If he can afford three, it's three. However, Zakhtar David, if you look at the Lashon HaRambam, when he explains how Hesed Yad works, he has a different nusach. The Rambam in Hilchos Erechin V'Charamim, Paragim Halacha Beis, says, V'zel L'shaynei, Avalim Haya Ani V'en Yadei Maseges, Noisin Kol HaNimtza B'Yadei Afilu Sela Echad. He gives whatever he can. That means to say, if he could give three, it's not the pshat that now it's nikva that his chiv is three. But rather, what's nikva is, give what you can. What can you give? Whatever you can give, b'shas nesina. So avada, it's nikva b'shas haneder, that this person's an ani, and therefore he does not have to give a shir mesuyim. His din is, give what you can. How much is what you can, is mitli tali however much he has, b'shas nesina. Which is why somebody who was an ani, b'shas haneder, and it was nikva that his din is hesek yad, and then afterwards he was hani more, of course ani gives b'shas nesina, which explains our Gemara, because our Gemara, like we were Masber, is talking about an Ani that was handy even more. Which is why, being the Peshas in Asina, he only has one left, that's all that he's Mechuyiv to give, Lefi Shitas HaRambam. Now, this understanding of Hesed Yad is L'chaire, not like what we said, B'Shem Rashi in Chumash, early in the Shir, B'Siyata D'Shvaya, on Daf Dalet. Rashi in Chumash says, V'Amidah L'Fnei HaKayin V'Herach Aisei HaKayin, means that we're mamid the nerach in front of the kayan, and the kayan is kaveya, that the erchen of the nerach is based on what the hesed yad of the marach is. Mashma, that according to the Hesagyad of the Mairich, we're kaveya a different erech in the Nerech. That's not like this part of the Rambam, which is mashma, that it's not a new erech in the Nerech, but rather it's just a halacha to give whatever he could afford. So in summary, L'chayre, there are three mahalchim how to understand the klal of Asher Veheni, that he's nice and erech Asher, in regards to an Asher Gamor, and in regards to an Ani who became even a bigger Ani. The first mahalach is the mahalach of Taisvis, based on the pirish of the Rosh and the Shita Mekubetzis, which says that the drasha is not from the pasuk of Kasher Tasig Yad HaNeider, but from the pasuk of Eherech, which means that Asher Veheni means Asher B'Shas HaRacha, and not Asher B'Shas HaNeder. That's Bain in regards to an Asher Gomer that was Hani, and Bain in regards to an Ani that became even a bigger Ani. L'chayre, this Rosh is Mashma, that there is an Inin of HaRacha, even by an Asher. That's the first mahalach. The second mahalach is the mahalach of the Briskarov, that's mahalach according to Shitas HaTaisvis, that by an Asher Gomer that's Hani, it's Mititali in Shas HaNeder, but an Ani that was Hani even more, then it's Tali in Shas HaAracha. And the third mahalach is the mahalach of the Rambam, Alpi the Bir of the Lecha Mishnah, that he says that an Asher Gomer that's Hani, it's Tali in Shas HaNeder, but an Ani that was Hani even more, that's Tali in Shas HaNasina, because he has to give Kol Asher Tasig Yadai. Adkan this Inyan, and Adkan this Shir, to Masechta Erchin Daf Zayin.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Mara Meklemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.